Alla Galleria Continua di San Gimignano abbiamo incontrato Leandro Herrick, che torna in Italia dopo la personale a lui dedicata dal Macro nel 2005. Ci presenta Changing Rooms, un'installazione labirintica che invita il visitatore ad addentrarsi e perdersi in una fuga di camerini dei quali non è chiaro a prima vista quali pareti siano occupate da specchi e quali invece si affacciano su altri spazi altrettanto simili, ripetitivi e disorientanti. Ancora una volta, Herrick ricorre a scherzi ottici che sfidano le nostre certezze percettive, rallentando la velocità con cui ogni giorno insceniamo parti del tutto familiari in situazioni altrettanto comuni, facendoci entrare, come Alice nel Paese delle Meraviglie, in uno spazio scenico in cui realtà e finzione si fondono, il tempo rallenta e tutto cambia, seppur nella sua apparente immobilità. Changing Rooms è un detonatore di esperienza, dice l'artista. Attraversare i camerini, cambiare stanza, è come non tornare mai nello stesso fiume. L'intervista è in inglese.
I am Leandro Herrick. I'm here at Galleria Continua in San Gimignano, showing a project for the first time produced for the space at the gallery here in San Gimignano. The installation is titled Changing Rooms and is based in those spaces actually we find it, like fitting rooms where we go and change clothes. So my inspiration for this project, I mean, the idea of the mirrors and the absence of mirrors and the duplication of space is something that I've been working on for already several years. But in particular in this space, when I visited for the first time, I found that it was very interesting, the idea of transit, the idea that you can actually enter on one end to exit on the other end. The space had a very linear circulation. It didn't feel to me that the circulation would be, you know, going backwards or entering a space to exit through the same door you enter. So it was meant to be to entering into an installation that will force you to transit. And in this case, there was a little, you know, as usual in my work, there is always an invitation for the viewer to participate, to interact with the work. Somehow the layout of the installations are a kind of stage for the viewer, not just to be a viewer, but also an actor, playing a role that would be direct by the space. So the viewer will enter, at first would have the first approach to a fitting room, which is exactly the same model of the fitting rooms will follow. But in that case, the first one we found is just, it looks, I mean, it's, they have like red curtains and looks quite fancy, but it's a regular fitting rooms with three mirrors. When we actually go into the space, what we found is a mirror that allowed you to see into another fitting room in a mirror image. In this case, all the mirrors have been remove, and the space behind has been duplicated and reproduced as many times as the mirror would do in its virtuality. So it's a little bit like Alice in Wonderland. The viewer can actually trespass this mirror and access into the spaces and transit through the spaces, which are actually the same space. That's why actually I thought quite accurate that the installation will be set in a changing room where actually nothing changed but your position in the space. So when you go through, you trespass the first opening, you're not certain which is actually mirror and which is not. In that sense, it becomes quite confusing. But at the end, you find yourself your way, and by the end of the tour, you find the exit. And again, this symmetrical is complete by having another changing room at the other end, which could be the entrance as well. I'm very, very pleased with this installation because it's something that I, even though it has been part of the production of the type of installations I've been doing, this work was very much inspired by the space. And I'm very pleased in the way that it has been actually produced, because the work was produced here in San Gimignano, and by the fitting, again, the fitting of the fitting rooms into the space. Well, I think that there is no one particular concept about mirrors that I would take. I think that mirrors itself have been always, since the myth of Narcissus on, has been always not just an optical, but also a conceptual challenge. Because, you know, also Borges have some writing about mirrors and the duplication. I like the fact that mirror can hold such a depth, conceptual depth. They become deep because they reproduce actually what is our world, and they are the more truthful, a reflection is a truthful representation of reality. And so when this truth is broken by something like this installation, all your affirmations, all the truth you hold in your daily life, they become not so certain and challenge you to rethink and to reflect upon your ordinary world. If you notice, I mean, these are changing rooms, which are part of your ordinary life as well. I mean, you don't find this type of architecture or this type of spaces in your home, maybe, but you found them in any shop where you go and get clothes. So for me, it's very important that all this fiction, all this open play, per se, is based on the spaces we recognize, we're able to understand because they're familiar. So by this recognition, you already have the tools to interpret and to interact and to question. I guess in this installation, you do have a sense of, it becomes a kind of labyrinth as well, because it's not clear, as we transit before, it's not clear where the exit is, and you have to find your way out. So labyrinth, despite that they could be understood as something that can entertain you, is also a big challenge, and is not necessarily a joyful experience. But in this case, I think that the installation invites you to an experience, and the experience will be disclosed in two or three parts. First, you will be facing something that you think you will try to understand what it is. Then eventually you will be amazed by the optical. But in fact, at the end, I hope everything gives a closure with the understanding, not just the visual, which is for me very important, but by the conceptual aspect. I like to think that actually what you're transiting, you're passing through, is not the space, but a concept. You're actually trespassing an idea. And when you leave, when you have a full understanding of the work, physically talking, you can start by trying to interpret or give to the work a sense that will relate to what everybody would have to interpret. I mean, illusion is sometimes part of the work, but my work is not about illusion. I think that illusion is a very strong element that happens to be many of my works, but not in all of them. And I don't even remember exactly how it was, but there is a I think as it was Socrates or Plato, really one of the classical Greeks. It was just a reflection upon how strong was the visual sense in relation to all the rest. How strong was visual in the interpretation of the world, more than even the hearing, or the smell, or the taste, or even the touch. So it's like somehow we are guided by the sense of seeing has a very, very strong power in the decodification and the understanding of the and the knowledge of the world and the of what we understand as real and reality. Therefore, seeing to believe. For me, I do think that the visual character of the work is important, even in this aesthetic sense, as a painting is to be appreciated through the eyes. I do think that the work, in any case, is going to be an experience and people will be interacting with. So there is not, it's not just a matter of the seeing sense, but it is a trigger. The illusion works as a trigger to detonate the experience. So it's also a matter of seduction. I don't believe the viewer will be interacting or participating in anything that is forced to participate or is forced to or is guided by a sign. I think that the work has to hold that information and has to invite and guide the viewer by itself. This is something that I always think about when the work deals with interaction. Well, I think that that's ultimately, I think, is the most successful sense of the work if actually you can understand that everything has to be thought at every step. You know, reality, not this reality, but the reality we understand as reality is also a construction. It could be even an art installation. Everything that we understand by real is also a human construction or a human understanding. So to question the real is something that this work is meant to do. I think we live all our lives somehow conditioned by time and space. Those are the two axes where we have to deal with in life. And yes, it's true that it is very static. And it's not just a repetition, it looks like timeless. So when you see someone passing through, actually it's the viewer who gives the sense to, actually it's our lives who give sense to time as well. Yeah, you are changing rooms, but staying actually in the same one. You know, like no one can step into the same river twice. I think that this is, again, what, you know, even if we believe that we are into the same river, just time is passing. And if we transit into the other space, even if it's a fraction of a minute, the time that takes to go to the, you know, to the into the other space, we are not the same. Well, Carousel is also an installation. There are no mirrors, only one in the toilet, in the bathroom. But it's a house, it's a spinning house. The title of the work expresses a lot about its concept. Its title is Carousel, the task of being in the right place at the right time. So the idea is having this house built as a carousel, where actually instead of the wooden horses going up and down, what moves is part of the furniture, and the public is invited to ride this house, this spinning house, and transit from one space to the other. There's a living room, a kitchen, a bathroom, a dining room. So all the spaces, all daily spaces are built. So somehow, even if you want to fix yourself in the couch, you will be not able to remain in the same space. So I would say that work maybe is even more about time. So I think that, again, you know, all my work is around the ordinary, about the spaces we live, and in that case actually wasn't just a fraction of a house or a fraction of a space, was the full house, and actually was a, is a very homey house, so which is the home is the sense of the most secure and fixed place. It's the place we always go back to, or we are looking for. The whole set is quite theatrical. And again, it's maybe a clean doyle to the fact that the work at some point is a stage for the viewer. Actually, the red curtains were here to give a theatrical sense to the space. But, you know, I think that the all spaces we live in, your house, the coffee shop, the bar that you go with your friends, the elevator if you live in an apartment, all these spaces that we are so used to, they are a stage. And the play is your life. It's just having an understanding and a reflection on those spaces we don't reflect, because while we are there, something else is happening.